Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Leading off today, Safari in macOS 11 Big Sur includes a variety of improvements, such as support for HDR video. Even though Big Sur is still in developer beta testing, it turns out that there's a platform already benefiting from these Safari updates, and that is Netflix. Netflix has been offering 4K content for a long time, but Mac users have never been able to watch it due to hardware limitations because Netflix relies on the HEVC codec. And even though Apple launched new Mac models fully compatible with that codec, Safari had not been updated to support the new technology, so Netflix was still limited to 1080p resolution. But with macOS 11 Big Sur, which is currently available to developers, Mac users can finally watch movies and TV shows on Netflix in 4K resolution. Safari also now works with Dolby Vision and HDR10, which delivers more brilliant and vivid colors. But unfortunately, according to Apple, the 4K HDR stream requires a Mac introduced in 2018 or later. That means older Macs cannot play 4K video in Netflix and are still limited to 1080p, even with Big Sur. Apple has also enabled the VP9 codec for apps on iOS 14 and tvOS 14, which allows users to watch in 4K on YouTube for the first time. But Safari is yet to get this codec, which means YouTube is still limited to 1080p. Again, macOS 11 Big Sur is currently available in developer beta, with a public beta scheduled for next month and a stable release in the fall. In other news, the New York Times has announced that it is completely leaving the Apple News platform, saying that Apple offered little in the way of control over the business or ways to build direct relationships with readers. The decision is effective immediately, with Times stories no longer appearing alongside other publications in Apple News. The New York Times explained that it had around 125 million readers through Apple News, but that traffic was hard to monetize with advertising and that Apple takes a 30% cut of any subscriptions purchased through the app. The Times also said that Apple News makes it difficult to control the presentation of its stories, as well as to create a direct relationship with readers and emphasize the importance of funding quality journalism with direct subscriptions. Despite the New York Times backing out, Apple said in a statement that it is still committed to the future of Apple News and helping support quality journalism through advertising and subscriptions. Notably, the New York Times was never included in the Apple News Plus subscription service, so there is no loss for paying users. The Times is one of the first major publications to pull out of Apple News, and it remains to be seen if others will follow. Apple has stayed relatively quiet on the future of Apple News, but we do know that features like audio stories are presumably coming soon. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Customers love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. This means that you can get your work done in half the time using all of the technologies on the Mac that you've grown to love. Drag and drop, integration with other apps, and more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail lets you do everything natively on your Mac. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices, and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 10% off of all of the Direct Mail full-feature plans. You can head over to directmailmac.com/9to5 and see how they can help your business grow. That's directmailmac.com/9TO5. Apple Card is adding another benefit for its cardholders, 3% daily cash back at Exxon and Mobil gas stations. This means that when you pay with Apple Pay using your Apple Card, you'll earn 3% cash back through the wallet app on your iPhone. You can use Apple Pay inside Exxon and Mobil stores or use the Exxon Mobil app and pay at the pump with your card via Apple Pay. This is how you lock in that 3% daily cash. Apple Card offers 1% daily cash on all transactions, 2% on all Apple Pay transactions, and 3% on transactions through select retailers. Those retailers include Apple, Uber, Walgreens, T-Mobile, Nike, and now Exxon. Apple Card Daily Cash is issued at the end of every day, and it appears directly via your Apple Cash Card in the Wallet app on iPhone. You can transfer that money to your bank, apply it to your Apple Card balance, or use it to fund Apple Cash transactions with friends and family. Rounding out today, Apple developers have started receiving their Developer Transition Kit hardware, which Apple is distributing to help developers get their apps ready for the upcoming Apple Silicon Macs. Despite the confidentiality clauses in the developer agreement, benchmarks for the new Developer Transition Kit have already started appearing on Geekbench. What's important to note is that the tests are running under virtualization using Apple's Rosetta technology, as the Geekbench testing software has not yet been optimized for Apple Silicon. Nonetheless, the early tests show that the machines are achieving around 800 on the Geekbench single-core test and around 2600 on the Geekbench multi-core test. For comparison, the entry-level 2020 MacBook Air achieves a Geekbench score of 1000 on single-core and 2000 on multi-core. So this means that Apple's ARM test hardware is benchmarking, running non-natively via Rosetta, about the same as a 2020 MacBook Air. And again, running through Rosetta will hurt performance, but we don't yet have enough information about the characteristics of ARM translation to know exactly how much. Developers so far estimate that the performance penalty could be around 25 to 40%. So if Geekbench ran natively on Apple Silicon, we could expect scores around 25 to 40% higher, putting it well above the entry-level 2020 MacBook Air. Also remember that the Developer Transition Kit is purely meant for developers to port their apps and ensure compatibility. The actual hardware that Apple ships to customers will undoubtedly feature much higher level of performance. The A12Z processor in the Mac Mini is largely the same as the 2018 iPad Pro, just with an additional GPU core. At WWDC last week, Apple said it would ship its first Apple Silicon Mac by the end of this year, and Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo believes that the first Apple Silicon Mac will be a replacement for the 13.3-inch MacBook Pro. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.